Today, we're in Ezekiel chapter 34, where God calls out every so-called shepherd who's been feeding themselves instead of feeding the flock. This isn't just about ancient kings and priests. It's about pastors, parents, employers, and civic leaders right now in Washington and across to our nation. If God has trusted you with people, this warning and this hope is for you. Stay with me, because the same God who judges false shepherds also promises to personally gather, heal, and protect his sheep. Let's dive in. The Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are going to dive into God's Word because it's Old Testament Tuesday. My favorite day of the week. I love diving into the Old Testament. It brings so much clarity to what the New Testament's all about. It lays a foundation so that you understand the New Testament. In fact, I would say oftentimes if people haven't studied their Old Testament, they're going to misapply what the Word of God is saying to us in the New Testament. And so I hope you enjoy Old Testament Tuesdays. And if you do, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us get out there and preach the gospel in every nook, cranny, county, legislative district, congressional district of the state of Washington. It does help us out. And so we're so thankful because we're trying to change the heart so that we change the public square. Okay, we are in Ezekiel chapter 34, and I'm going to tell you already, I need to go through this pretty slow today, mostly because I need to make sure you understand the context and that we lay this foundation for us to understand. This is like a critical chapter, so I'm hoping that you'll stick with me all the way to the end. All right, let's read verses 1 through 3. It says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to those shepherds, thus says the Lord God, woe, shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" So the first thing we need to talk about is, who are these shepherds? And there are different perspectives on this, and I'm going to lay a couple of them out. So like the original understanding would have been that he is speaking to kings, rulers, those in authority. And you may say, well, why do you know that? Because the canonical development is that there's a Davidic shepherding king, i.e. Christ, who will come. So that's the original idea. Now, as modern listeners, we begin to hear shepherd, we think pastor, we think that. We don't oftentimes think of our civic leaders as shepherds, right? Civil servants, you might say. But they really are. So here's what we're going to define shepherds as today. They're elders, they're pastors, they're employers, they're public officials. Anyone who God has entrusted authority over someone else, that is a shepherd. Now, some of those are going to be spiritual. Some of those are going to be legal. Some of those are going to be employment, taking care of others. But we're really going to look at the shepherd in that context today, that all those in the public square. So it's basically any leader in the public square and the church circle that is to take care of the flock. And I got to be honest, when I was researching this today, I was like, man, I only thought of pastors when I first read this. But really, it's civic leaders as well. And so we are going to dive in, and let's look at the indictment that he is speaking of right here. So we'll read the same verses again. "Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel," elders, deacons, civic leaders, all those. "Prophesy and say to these shepherds," deacons, elders, pastors, leaders, employers, right? I'm just putting that in there for you right now. "Thus say, woe, you shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves," all right? So if you're a pastor or you're a civic leader and you're worried about feeding yourselves, "should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flock." Ezekiel is talking very directly to those who are in leadership and those who haven't taken the time to feed the flock. They've done it on their own pleasures, you might say, for their own fulfillment, the indictment of false shepherds. And so what are these bad shepherds doing? It's very clear. It says, one of the shepherds who are feeding themselves. One, they're feeding themselves. Two, they're not feeding the flock. And if you're a pastor today, and if you get into the Word of God, but you're not preaching the whole counsel of God's Word, then you are not feeding the flock. If you're an elder and you're not preaching the whole counsel of God's word, then you are not feeding the flock. If you are an employer and you are more worried about taking care of yourself than paying your employees a fair and life wage for them to survive and to move forward, you're not feeding the flock. If you're a civic leader and you are looking at policy only for yourself and what you can get out of it, your stocks or whatever, you're not feeding the flock. You're looking out for yourself. So this scripture here is telling us about civic servant leadership. And so they were neglecting. We're going to see. Let's keep going here. You eat the fat and clothe yourself with wool. You slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flock. Those who are sickly, you have not strengthened. The diseased, you have not healed. The broken, you have not bound up. The scattered, you have not brought back, nor have you sought for the lost. But with force and with severity, you have dominated them. And this is where, in the civic realm anyway, and really in the pastoral realm, church circles and public square, is we've moved to a power structure of dominance instead of a servant leadership structure. And we need to get back to taking care of the sickly, to taking care of the diseased, the broken, the scattered, and finding them. I have literally heard pastors say, well, it's good that they left, that I don't need those goats in my church. That is not the heart of God. And I get it. People switch churches. I understand. I've been in ministry long enough to get the concept. But I would encourage you, he goes on, they were scattered for lack of a shepherd. So he doesn't blame the sheep. He blames the shepherds. So, and they became food for every beast of the field and were scattered. We are living in a day and an age where people are being threatened by wolves all around us, and they become sheep. These ideologies of wokeism, these ideologies of transgenderism and homosexuality and euthanasia of our elderly, these kind of ideologies are unacceptable to God, and sheep are being scattered and devoured because why? The shepherds, whether it be the civic leaders, whether it be the pastors and so on, haven't risen up. If you are a yes man as a deacon or an elder, and you just say yes, 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 and never challenging full public square stewardship of your to your pastors or to your leaders, I want to encourage you that is your job, is to help make sure that the shepherds are feeding the flock. My flock wander through all the mountains on every hill. My flock was scattered over all the surfaces of the earth, and there was no one to search or seek for them. We should be looking out for the flock. We should be running after them. Therefore, your shepherds hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my flock has become a prey, my flock has even become food for all the beasts of the field for lack of a shepherd. And my shepherds did not search for my flock, but rather the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. If you're a father, you've been entrusted with authority, I want to encourage you, strongly encourage you, be the confidence that your kid needs. Say no to some stuff. Say, no, we're not doing that. In this family, that's not a part of our life. We are standing for righteousness. You don't have to be rude, obnoxious, abusive, anything like that. But be the man that God created you to be, to take a firm, firm stand. If you're a single mom, stand up and say, no, enough is enough. We're moving beyond drama and emotions and comparison and jealousy. We're going to move to that place where we're rocks, and we are a rock because Jesus Christ is our rock. We stand on that rock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds. You don't want God to be against you. You want God to be for you. I'm against the shepherds, and I will demand my sheep from them and make them cease from feeding sheep. So the shepherds will not feed themselves anymore, but I will deliver my flock from their mouth so that they will not be food for themselves. Okay. So this is, I hope you share this video a lot. I think it's so important that anyone who has a leadership role within the family unit, to the church circle, to the public square, needs to understand that leadership is entrusted to them by God to feed the sheep, not be fed by the sheep. We are servant leaders. It is important. So let's go to verse 11. We're going to try to get through this whole. I'm just going to have to probably read a little bit less commentary because I'm going long. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. So God's going to come after us. As a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among the scattered sheep, so I will care for my sheep and will deliver them from all the places to which they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the streams and in all the inhabited places of the land. All right. So this also has an application for us today. Ever since May 14th, 1948, we see that God has been bringing back his sheep to Israel. We see it prophesied here that it's going to take place. I will feed them in a good pasture, and their grazing ground will be on the mountain heights of Israel. For there they will be lie down on good great grazing ground and feed in the rich pastures of the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with judgment. As for you, my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will judge between one sheep and another, between the rams and the male goats. Is it too slight a thing for you that you should feed in the good pastures, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pastures? Oh, that you should drink of the clear waters, that you must foul the rest of your feet. As for my flock, they must eat what you tread down with your feet and drink what you foul with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God to them, behold, I will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with the side and with the shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns until you have scattered them abroad. Therefore, I will deliver my flock, and they will no longer be a prey, and I will judge between one sheep and another. Look at that. God is bringing back his people, Israel. But also we see that for the Gentiles in the church, God is pursuing us. Therefore, I will deliver my flock and they will no longer be a prey. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that God is a personal God? He steps in and he helps. Then I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. I can't imagine when David steps in, i.e. Jesus steps in and is our shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. So this is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. I will make a covenant of peace with them and eliminate harmful beasts from the land so that they may live securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I wish I could go into all this, but 25, go read Revelation chapter 20. I will make them and the places around me, my hill, a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. They will be showers of blessing. Also, the trees of the field will yield its fruit, and the earth will yield its increase, and they will be secure on their land. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bars of their yoke and have delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. Wow, aren't you so thankful that God does all this? They will no longer be a prey to the nations. Back to Israel again, and the beasts of the earth will not devour them, but they will live securely, and no one will make them afraid. I will establish for them a renowned planting place, and they will not again be victims of famine in the land, and they will not endure the insults of the nations anymore. Wow. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord God. Man, Israel restored, living securely under Jesus Christ, the King. As for you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men, and I am your God, declares the Lord. God steps in and saves. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, and we do pray over all the leadership, whether it's the kings of this earth, the presidents, the prime ministers, whether it's the governors, whether it's the county commissioners, the state reps, the judges, whoever are the shepherds of the land, the pastors, the elders, the deacons, the fathers, God, we just pray that you would begin to convict them for feeding themselves and not feeding the flock. God, that they would begin to have your heart, God. We know that this speaks of times and seasons that are about to come upon us, God, where King Jesus will step in and rule and reign on this earth like never before. God, help us to be faithful shepherds. We give our hearts to you, God. We give our lives to you. God, do not bring your wrath upon us, God. We just ask for your mercy and your grace that we may know you and know the power of your resurrection living inside of us, God. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.